Today we're going to discuss kind of an overarching topic instead of what we normally do, which is to do one siman by siman in Shulchan Aruch as an introduction to Hilchos Kriyat Shema and really a prerequisite for us to do it in this group. We're going to be talking about as a topic Hilchot Kriyat Shema uBirchotel Linashim. What is the nature of the relationship between Kriyat Shema on its own and separately, Hilchot Kriyat Shema? How does that relate to Nashim? Are they Chayavot? Are they not Chayavot? And if so, to what extent? Should they say it? Can they say it? We're going to get into all of these issues by both Kriyat Shema, and then separately, again, Birchot Kriyat Shema, and very specifically, Birchot Kriyat Shema Shel Shachrit. We're not really going to be dealing with Birchot Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit. Clear? Good? Thank you. So, starting off with Kriyat Shema itself. The fundamental question would be, are women obligated in Kriyat Shema? So that's an explicit Mishnah in Brachot. And the Mishnah goes as follows. Nashim v'avadim uketanim peturim mikriyat Shema uminat tefilin v'chayvim v'chulei. Not our issues. But the basic point is, Nashim, women are pater from Kriyat Shema. There's no chiyuv for a woman to say Kriyat Shema. The Gemara then, there on Daf Chaf, Amar Aleph Amar Bet goes, Kriyat Shema Pshita. The Gemara is annoyed. Why did the Mishnah even bother telling us that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Mitzvah Daseh Shazman Gramanu. V'chol mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama Nashim Peturot. Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah Daseh Shazman Grama. Why is it a time-bound mitzvah? Correct. We learn it out from Pasuk. The Pasuk in Shema says, Bishoch Becha Uvikumecha. From that we learn out that there is a specific chiyuv to say Kriyat Shema when you wake up in the morning and the time when people get up, and a separate independent chiyuv to say Kriyat Shema again a second time during the day when people generally are going to sleep. Bishoch Becha Uvikumecha. That's very specific, time bound. Therefore, says the Gemara, what do you mean they're pachar? Of course they're pachar. Women are never obligated in a time-bound mitzvah. So the Gemara responds, Mahu detema, what did we think? What would we have thought? Why would we have thought that they might have been chayavot in Kriyat Shema? Hoil ve'it ba malchut shamayim. Because in Kriyat Shema, as we're very familiar, there's an acceptance of God's kingship, of Omachut Shemaim, of God's king, the yoke of God's kingship upon us. So we might have thought, well, everybody has to accept God's kingship. So despite the fact that it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, you still might have to say Kriyat Shema. Gemara ends Kamashman, but therefore we learn out that even though the primary element of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalat Omachut Shemaim, and that does apply to women, since this is a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, they're pater from Kriyat Shema despite that fact. Therefore, there is no chiyuv, straight from the Mishnah and the Gemara, there's no chiyuv for a woman to say Kriyat Shema at night, during the day, at all. Certainly from the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halakha lamaisa. We're going to be jumping mostly between two areas of Shulchan Aruch, between two simanim. Siman Memchet, which is the introduction to Hilchos Kriyat Shema for everyone, and Siman Ayin, which is where it discusses the halachas of Kriyat Shema for women. We're going to be kind of interweaving those two for the purposes of the shir, because that's exactly what we're talking about, the nature of Kriyat Shema for women. So in Siman Ayin Seif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says exactly what the Mishnah says. Nashim v'avadim peturim mikriyat Shema, that women are not obligated in Kriyat Shema. Why? Mipnei shehi mitzvah taseh shezman grama. Because it's a time-bound mitzvah. The Mishnah Brura goes so far on the spot to even emphasize in Sif Katan Aleph, just in case you were wondering, he says, Piturim afilu midirabanan. There's no entry point here to say that there is a chiyuv for women to have to say Kriyat Shema. Tov. Then, though, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Very interesting phraseology. Back to Siman Ayin Seif Aleph. V'nachon hu l'lamdam shiyikablu aleihem olachut shemayim. But it's still proper to teach women it, whatever it is, some part of Kriyat Shema. It's proper to teach it to women still to do it, whatever it is, whatever part of Kriyat Shema is referring to, in order that they should accept upon themselves Olam HaKhut Shemayim. Meaning, again, that was the premise of the Gemara, was that we might have thought they'd say it because, well, who doesn't have to take upon themselves Olam HaKhut Shemayim? So, it's still proper to teach them to say it, says the Shulchan Aruch, despite the fact that they don't have a chiyuv. Then the Ramah continues and says, V'yikra l'fachot pasuk rishon. And they should at the very least say the first pasuk. Now, before we even get into how much the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that they have to say, just to clarify, when we're talking about the first pasuk, which means that at the very least, it's proper for women to say the first pasuk assumably would also include Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. If one were to look, there are two sources that jump out in terms of the Mishnah Berurah, at least. The Ramah in Mem Vav, in Siman Mem Vav Se'if Tet, and in the Mishnah Berurah on that in Mem Vav Lamed Aleph, there says that you would have to say that whenever you say Shema, you at the very least, in order to make it count as a Kriyat Shema, you have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machal Tov Lam Va'ed, because without it, it just looks like Sipur Devarim Ba'alma. Meaning, if you just say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's great, but you could just be saying a pasuk of Torah. What kind of validates it or signifies it as being for the purposes of saying Shema and being Mekabel Olam HaKhut Shemayim is by adding on the Baruch Shem Kivod Machal Tov Lam Va'ed. That's also in Mishnah Berurah, Samech Gimel Yud Aleph. Mishnah Berurah Simon Samech Gimel Sif Katan Yud Aleph. And I'm quoting here, Baruch Shem Kivod Machto Yilam Vo'ed Bichlal Pasuk Rishonu. He says they're even stronger. It's part of the first Pasuk. So even within the Ramah, where he says that at the very least, I'd say the first Pasuk, assumably that would mean the first Pasuk, and Baruch Shem Kivod, as that Nachon Hu of the Shulchan Aruch.
Who said that it's even part of the first?
Again, nobody said it explicitly by women, but in those two Mishnah Berurahs, he makes it very, very clear. He keeps emphasizing the point that what validates it as a Kriyat Shema, as opposed to just saying a Pasuk of Torah, is adding in Baruch Shem Kivod Machto Lebed. That's in two places in the Mishnah Berurah that we quoted. However, even though this is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, a v'nachon hu l'landam, it's a good thing to do, again, the Mishnah Berurah swoops in there in Siman Ayin, Seif Dalid, Seif Katan Dalid, Mashma Mitzaradin Pitzurim. But even here it's clear that Mitzaradin they're putter. Meaning, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, like, this is a good thing to do, but it's only a good thing to do. Now the question comes back to them, what is that good thing to do? He said it's still good for them to do it, to teach them to do it, which the Ramah then says to at least say the first Pasuk. How much is the it? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions in Siman Ayin Sif Katan Hay. The first opinion that he quotes is that of the Nachlat Tzvi, who says that the Shulchan Aruch meant it's proper to teach women, it's still within the Nachonu, again, they're not Chayiv Midrabanan, they're Patim Mitzaradin from doing this, all of that assuming, what was he talking about? So says the Nachlat Tzvi, is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Sif Katan Hay, that they have to say the entire first paragraph. The first paragraph of Kriyat Shema. And then what... Yeah?
Where are you?
In your sheets, we are in source number 3.
Yeah.
Seif Zayin. Siman Zayin, Seif Katan Hey.
Okay.
He quotes two opinions there. The Nachlat Tzvi is the first one. He says the entire first paragraph. And therefore, when the Ramah says... When the Ramah says V'yikra l'fachot pasuk rishon, he's saying, yeah, it's best if women were to do the nachon hu of saying the whole first paragraph. And the Ramah's like, but at least the first pasuk. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Levush, who says, no. The Shulchan Aruch said, but it's proper for them to at least say it is the first pasuk. And the Ramah is saying, the it that Shulchan Aruch was referring to that we weren't sure of, the Ramah is just clarifying, the Shulchan Aruch meant only the first pasuk. Which could mean that according to the Levush, again, you're putter from Kriyat Shema, and even the Nachon who is just to say the first pasuk with Baruch Shem Kivod. Very, very limiting in terms of what even the Nachon who would be. Halacha lemaisa is going to be more toward the Magen Giborim, who's not on your sheets. The Magen Giborim says as follows. In the Elef HaMagen, and again, also in our Siman Ayin, Sivkatan Gimel, he says that the Shulchan Aruch himself, when he said that Nachon Hu Lelamdam, he was referring to all three parshiot of Kriyat Shema. And this is the minhag of women today.
Where did he get that from?
Yeah, what?
Well, I mean, it's totally vague, meaning everybody's making it up, because all it says is v'nachon hu lelamdam. Lelamdam what? But that's why you have two different opinions. Because, one second, these are all different poskim. Rav Greenblatt, the Mechz Eliyahu, the Sefer of Hilchos Tefillah, I think it's Halacha in general for women, Halichot Beita and Hilchos Tefillah for women in Rikshei Lev, all of them quote from the Magen Giborim and say that the minhag today is for women to say all three paragraphs. Meaning the modern day poskim, choosing between the Nachla Tzvi, the Levush, and the Magen Giborim, all assume like the Magen Giborim. Now again, that the minhag is for women to do the nachon hu, if they choose to do the nachon hu, which is proper to do, but it's not a chiyuv. But if that nachon hu is to say all three paragraphs, nobody's claiming this is a chiyuv. Again, we're very clear. Pater mi derabanan, only a nachon hu minat mitzad adin, but that nachon hu is for all three paragraphs. I keep emphasizing that. Yes, you do not have to.
If you don't have to, then like, what does it matter if you just say the first part of it?
If you want to fulfill, the Mechaber still felt strong. He's like, okay, fine, you're Pacher, but Nachanu, but it's still...
Are you fulfilling if you do?
You're not fulfilling a particular mitzvah, but what you're doing is you are engaging in Kabbalah's Olmachut Shemaim every day in the way that all of Klal Yisrael does. The Nachanu. Nobody's telling you that you have to do anything here.
That it's such a strong minhag, like, do we have to? No, it's still not Allah.
It is definitely proper to say it, but we're not really going to deal with this. But let's say you're crunched for time. This is not going to be in the realm of chiyuv. The only thing that some people will push and say, no, even if you're crunched for time, what should you at the very least do? Walk your way all the way back to the most lenient opinion, which was?
Shema.
Yeah, just the first pasuk with Baruch Shem Kvod Melech Ha'olam V'Ed. If you're really, really pressed for time. Then you could definitely knock out the other three. But it's proper, Nachon Hu, to, in fact, say all three paragraphs. Yes?
Is he saying that the Nachon Hu is the first pasuk, but the Minhag is now to say all three paragraphs?
No, the Magen Giborim is understanding the Nachon Hu of the Shulchan Aruch as being about all three paragraphs. It's as legitimate as an interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch as the Nachla Tzvi and the Levush. Yeah?
So he's essentially disagreeing with the Ramah?
No, so that's exactly my point. So what does the Ramah say? But if you're totally, so he's understanding, you're crunched for time, and you just, okay. At the very least, make sure every day to say the first pasuk. That's the proper thing to do. But if you don't, you're not over anything. But at the very least, it's proper to say the first pasuk and Baruch Shem every day.
But isn't there a thing that, like, if enough people do it for a long amount, enough of time, it, like, becomes an actual thing?
If you want to make it a halacha, go for it.
No, I'm just curious.
Wait, that's what I was asking.
Like most women that...
Yeah, they all say, the minhag today is for women to say all three paragraphs, but look at the Mishnah Berurah is too strong. Afilu midirabanan. Afilu mitzad adin. He's emphasizing there is no chiyuv. You guys can desperately try to create a chiyuv for yourself if you want, but there's no chiyuv to do so. There's no chiyuv to do so. Okay. Clear?
So he's disagreeing with Mishnah Berurah.
Who's he?
Magen Giborim.
Well, the Mishnah Berurah was just quoting two different opinions. The Magen Giborim is another opinion or another interpretation. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't actually even plant his flag in the ground on that one. He says these are two ways to understand the Ramah. These are two poskim, and these are two ways they understand the Ramah. When you're davening b'yichidus, what do you do? So what do we normally assume when one davens b'yichidus? What changes in terms of Shema? So there's the concept of adding Kel Melech Ne'eman. So that's a very tricky thing, and when we see that inside in the Shulchan Aruch, when we get to that siman, we'll talk about it more at length. There's a lot to talk about. It's a very confusing Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah tries to clarify, and it's a whole kind of mess. But it's good. It'll be fun. That being said, the interesting thing is the reason why we add in the words Kel Melech Ne'eman when we're davening B'yichidus is because when we're davening with the tzibor, the shaliach tzibor, the chazan says, Hashem Elokichem Emet, a second time, that adds three more words, which gets the total number of words in Kriyat Shema to 248, which is Ramach in Gematria, because a human being has 248 limbs. The problem with that is that that's not true. Men have 248. Women don't. There's a differentiation in terms of just the way that the human body is structured in terms of how many limbs a man and a woman has. So, the question is, would that apply when a woman is davening the Yechidus? Should she, meaning, one, should she say Kel Melech Naaman? And I would even ask it stronger, if a woman were saying Birchos Kriyat Shema, which I haven't talked about yet, would it be a hefsek? Meaning, can she say Kel Melech Naaman? Would she even be allowed to? And the post can assume that despite the fact that a woman does not have Ramach Evarim, that the Shut Minchat Elazars in Siman Bet Seif Chaf Chet says that when davening b'yichidus, women should say Kel Melech Naaman, even though they don't have Ramach Evarim. The Kaf HaChaim, who is a Sephardic posek, so he just came from a different angle. Sephardim actually don't, when they daven b'yichidus, repeat Kel Melech, they don't say Kel Melech Naaman. They just, on their own, repeat the words Hashem Elokichem Emet, which is the way that's we'll get to that when we get to that. So the Kaf HaChaim says Sephardim should repeat the three words Hashem Elokichem Emet when davening b'yichidus, and Ashkenazim should say Kel Melech Naaman when davening b'yichidus. If they're already saying all three times of Kriyat Shema when they're davening, so you know you as women should also add in Kel Melech Naaman. And for Sephardim, they can either say Kel Melech Naaman or they can repeat the words Hashem Elokichem Emet to get to Ramach. Clear? Mm-hmm. When should a woman say Kriyat Shema if she wants to fulfill this Nachon Hu and this Minhag? When should they say it? The Eshel Abraham says that women are not obligated to say Shema before Sosman Kriyat Shema. Meaning we have the concept in Halacha that there's Sosman Kriyat Shema. You could say Kriyat Shema and fulfill your obligation until a certain point.
Who said
that? This is the Eshel Abraham. Also in where the women piece comes up in Siman Ayin, that women are not obligated to say Shema before Sosman Kriyat Shema. Why? What? Well, that's why they don't have to say it at all. But why don't they say it before Sosman Kriyat Shema? Because why are they saying it? Because they're saying it b'tzad Olam Chod Shamayim. That's the beauty of it. Since the reason why women are opting in is they're opting in b'tzad the Olam Chod Shamayim piece, so there's absolutely no requirement whatsoever to even fill the Nachon Hu before Sosman Kriyat Shema. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The Halichot Bat Yisrael in Perek Bet, Ot Yud, I believe that's footnote Chavtet, he's the one who explains the rationale behind that very beautifully. Rick Shalev in chapter 4, number 19, brings down in the name of Rav Scheinberg that women don't even have to make an effort to say Kriyat Shema before Sosman Kriyat Shema.
Nothing. So challenging.
No. I'm trying to confuse you intentionally. So I'll have one message here. Rav Scheinberg says that women do not even have to make an effort to say Sosman Kriyat Shema before Sosman Kriyat Shema, but he does say, Allie, Marissa, he does say, nevertheless, it is an enhancement of the mitzvah if it is said before this time. So you can dump that into a Nachon Hu. Right, it's nice. That's not even a Nachon Hu. It's an enhancement. It's a mila. It's a positive thing to do, but one doesn't need to stress out about it. And I spoke to...
doesn't that super confuse what we did last year with that weird Kriyat Shema?
It doesn't. We'll tease that out also. Because if you're going to opt into a Kriyat Shema... Well, let me read the next point is... So when I was talking this out when I was in Nitivari over the summer. So Rav Ami Merzel gives, he has a lot of Shirim in Rabbi Tori. He's one of the only ones who has Shirim in on Or HaChaim. And he happens to be from Nitiv. I happen to know him, and I happened to be there over the summer. It was a win all around. So I was talking this out with him. And we both agreed that Mistama, any Mila that exists within Halacha for a man in the context of Kriyat Shema, would also be a Mila for women. They're just not required to strive for it. So that's... Both would apply to saying Kriyat Shema in the most ideal time. It's a mila. If you don't do it, okay, so you didn't do it, but it's not. There's no chiyuv. It's fine. There's no requirement. And like Rav Scheinberg said, that it's an enhancement, but you don't have to strive to do it. You don't have to work to do it. That would also apply to what we talked about last. We'll come back to this when we learn it inside, but we'll talk about last year. If the ideal place to say Kriyat Shema is in the context of its brachot, assuming we can say the brachot, get to that in like a minute. The ideal place is to say it in the context of the brachot. So too, then it would be a milah for a woman who is going to say Birkas Kriyat Shema anyway to make sure not to accidentally fulfill her chiyuv in the Kriyat Shema that exists before Korbanos. Does that make sense?
So men have the fear for Zman and being Mekabel Melachah Shema. Like, what are the two aspects of Shema that they have to do in Zman?
No, so they're mechayev mitzad the mitzvah of b'shochlecha u'b'kumecha. We're dropping the time part and keeping the philosophy behind it, and that's what allows women to say it whenever they want. Okay, that's it in terms of the chiyuv of kriyat, or the lack thereof of kriyat shema itself for women. Questions about the chiyuv and the nachon hu and the minhag olam for kriyat shema for women. Yes.
So we're not obligated to still talk Kriyat Shema, but what are, like, till, like, is there at all a time limit and what we can say?
Simply not.
So crazy. Like, you just always felt guilty that I was always doing something wrong.
Okay. Like, you could say,
are you weird?
Right now, everybody stop and say, Shema Yisrael, right. You know, the idea is to be a Kabbalah, almost put Shemaim at some point. Yeah.
That's
all
I
So,
wow, that was, like,
oh no! There will be things that are going to constrict it in the Birchos Kriyat Shema section. Yeah.
Okay, this is like a really like not like applicable question. But
well, then I won't answer it. Yeah.
Could you just be like, I accept the yoke of heaven, and then like do?
No, I think it's meant to be in the context of the actual words of Kriyat Shema. I would suspect is the idea. I mean, we're always supposed to be Kabbalah Mekut Shemaim on ourselves.
Right, but I mean, like.
No, I think it's meant to be. I think it's meant to be with the words. Okay, let's shift gears to I was laughing at your amen.
Even said yesterday, when you were talking about davening, and you're like,
stick to what we got right here.
Similar question to what we're trying to.
Let's go forward. Entering into part number two, which is Birchot Kriyat Shema. Okay, this is a totally separate topic.
The thing before Kriyat Shema.
What?
Like the thing before Kriyat Shema.
And after.
Thank you. I was waiting for somebody to jump in. The brachos are both them before and after.
I didn't know that until last year.
Wow.
There's two brachot before and one bracha afterward in Shacharis. What do you didn't know that? Brachat Hashem Ga'al Yisrael.
No, but people don't.
You don't think about it. Like, it's bad. You're just like your whole life. You're not thinking. You don't think about it.
Like before, like brachos beforehand, like, and then after that, those are also considered that.
Yeah, sandwiches.
Yes.
Yeah, no one knows that.
Sorry, let me clarify. We are now going to talk about Birchos Kriyat Shema. In Shacharis, there are three Birchos Kriyat Shema. There are two brachot before Yotzer Or and Ahava Rabba.
Only wait.
Those two are the two before Kriyat Shema.
Not the other ones.
What about the
I don't know what other ones you're talking about. There are one second. Those just simplify. Yeah. Those are the two beforehand, and then after Kriyat Shema, which starts with Emet V'yatzi V'chule, that all is the third bracha, which ends in Ga'al Yisrael.
What about the bracha right after Baruch Hu?
That is the bracha of Yotzer Or. That's the beginning of the bracha of Yotzer Or.
Really, really, really long.
Yeah, that's long.
Which ends in Yotzer HaMerot. Yotzer Or, Yotzer HaMerot. It's all one long bracha. That's all one bracha, yes. That's bracha number one. Avarava is bracha number two. And Ga'al Yisrael is bracha number three. Everybody bring it back in. Bring it back in.
No, I'm with you, Ali. No.
We know. He can't say it on recording.
Like,
so
we should know.
Yeah.
Recording, you should know he just mouthed it.
Yeah, it's them.
Right after Yishtaba. All of that is so
curious. One second, I can't hear you.
After Yishtaba.
Yeah.
That's not Pirkos Kriyat Shema. That's just.
No, that's
After Baruch Hu. When you after you say Baruch Hu Et Hashem Baruch Olam Vaed, then you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that's the beginning of the bracha of Yotzer.
Okay.
And it's one long bracha until Yotzer Amarot, then Avarabah, and then the third bracha is Gal Yisrael.
No, more educated.
Okay.
Just clarify.
Good. No, win. We just learned something additional.
That's my question.
What?
How essential are those?
We're about to get there.
How we?
Essential.
That's what we're doing right now. But we evidently just had to clarify that there are brachos before and after Kriyat Shema. Okay. Yeah, nobody's. That's not anybody's fault. Okay, so the answer to that, first of all, is yes. Okay. That's 100% for sure.
Okay.
You can say Birchos Kriyat Shema and Brachos. The question is, are you chayavot in saying Birchos Kriyat Shema? That's what we're going to deal with. But Birchos Kriyat Shema are very odd because, as opposed to almost all of the Brachos, They're called Birchos Kriyat Shema, but what's missing from Birchos Kriyat Shema? Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Likro Shema. Right, Birchos Kriyat Shema. Right, that's if they're Birchos Kriyat Shema, there should be a bracha on Shema. Shema's not mentioned anywhere in the brachos.
There's no bracha on Pesukah.
So it's very weird. Well, no, that's at least a bracha on being Meshabeach Hashem, which is what that's all about. It's Birchos Kriyat Shema we're going to see are both totally linked to Kriyat Shema and totally not linked to Kriyat Shema. As we go through it in the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, we'll see that there's a push and pull there constantly with halacha l'maaseh ramifications. One of them being that yeah, you can't say it without you can't say Kriyat Shema by itself. Because the brachos are not necessarily linked, but they are linked, but they're not linked, but they are linked. One thing at a time. Let's deal with women's obligation in Birchos Kriyat Shema. Okay? Switching gears to that. Are women obligated in Birchos Kriyat Shema? So we're going to divide this into two categories, which you had already done naturally anyway. The first two brachot, which you all were aware of, and the third bracha, which you weren't. Okay, but we're going to do it with the first two. With Yotzer Or and Ava Rabba is one category of the bracha Birchos Kriyat Shema for Shacharis. And then Ga'al Yisrael is a separate category. We're going to first deal with the first two brachot. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Nun Chet Se'if Vav that Birchos Kriyat Shema can only be said ad dalet shaot until 4 hours into the day. Shulchan Aruch says that. And the Mishnah Berurah says very strongly in Se'if Katan Chavvav there, after the fourth hour of the day, one cannot say Birchos Kriyat Shema. And if one does say Birchos Kriyat Shema after 4 halachic hours into the day, it's a bracha livatala. It is usur to say Birchos Kriyat Shema after 4 hours into the day.
Is 4 hours into the day Sosman Kriyat Shema?
What?
Or is that?
So that's Sosman Tefillah.
Why?
Slowly but surely. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, coming back to the Siman that we're primarily working off of, in Siman Ayin, Sif Katzan Bet says, women are not obligated in Birchot Kriyat Shema. Why are they not obligated in Birchot Kriyat Shema?
Because it's
a Mitzvah Zman Grama. If you can only say it until 4 hours, so starkly, Mishnah Berurah points this out, that if you can only say Birchot Kriyat Shema until Dalet Shos, and if you say it after Dalet Shos, it's a Bracha Levatalah, then that's a very clear Mitzvah Zman Grama, and says the Mishnah Berurah, women are totally putter, totally exempt from at the very at least we're not dealing with the third one yet, at least the first two brachos of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Yotzer Or and Ava Rabba. Can a woman opt into saying them if she wants to? Says the Mishnah Berurah in that same place in Siman Ayin Siv Katan Bet. However, women may certainly say these brachot if they want to. A woman is absolutely allowed to opt into...
within the 4 hours.
Excellent, and we'll get to that. A woman is absolutely able to opt into Birchos Kriyat Shema.
Bracha 1 and 2?
Yeah, well, with 3 it might be that you're obligated. So definitely 3. We'll get to 3 in a moment. The Aruch HaShulchan says even stronger. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman, also Siman Ayin, Sif Katan Aleph, that women are exempt from Birchos Kriyat Shema. He agrees, nobody's arguing that, because there are Mitzvot Seishas Man Grama. However, if they want to say them, they certainly can, just like they can say a bracha on Sukkah and Lulav if they choose to. Women can always opt into saying brachot, parentheses if they are
Ashkenazi,
right. So he's saying they can opt into any bracha, they can opt into this bracha also. And then he says, he says more strongly, just to recognize that, like, it is a good thing to do. Our women do say these brachot, vitavo alehen bracha. And blessing should be upon them. Again, clearly indicating that it's not a chiyuv, but that it really is the right thing to do, but it's definitely not a chiyuv, but it's the right thing to do, but it's definitely not a chiyuv.
So if I'm Ashkenaz, blessing should be upon me. If I'm Sephardi, I'm in big trouble.
It depends on who you ask. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
So does that only apply to the first 4 hours of the day?
Because yeah, you're all going in the right direction. I'm trying to do it topically, but we'll come back to that in a second. For Sephardim, it's a little bit trickier, because generally, the minhag Sephard is that women are not allowed to opt into a bracha that they're exempt from. there, as the Abia Omer brings down, and also Yakut Yosef, all from Rav Avadi Yosef, that we're very stringent when it comes to brachot. We never say a bracha unless we're 100% sure that one has to. Is there another test?
Yeah, there is another test.
Okay, so we got to wrap up. People in general cannot opt into saying bracha, particularly women. Therefore, they're not allowed to opt into saying a bracha on lulav. They're not allowed to opt into saying a bracha on sukkah. And so too says Rav Avadi Yosef that they are not allowed to opt into any of the brachot of Kriyat Shema. Not allowed, usher, because it's a suffix bracha. The Kaf HaChaim says differently. Another Sephardic posik. The Kaf HaChaim says differently, and this is also in the Tzitz Eliezer. This is also the Psak of Rav Tzion Abba Shaul. And Rav Shlomo Zalman also brings this down in Halichot Shlomo about Sephardic women. They all say that women absolutely can choose to say Birkot Kriyat Shema if they want to. And the Kaf HaChaim says, therefore, our women, he says, the Lashon here is amazing. He says, V'alkin, I'm reading from the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Ayin Seif Katzan Aleph. V'alkein, the very last line, Nohagot Hanashim, the minhag of our women, Sheyodot Lilamedu Litpalel, who know how to learn and daven, which definitely includes all of you, Litpalel Kol Seder Hatfila. What does all of Seder Hatfila mean? Kimo Hanashim, just like men, Ein Pachot, no less than, from Parshat Akidah, from Korbanos, Ad Sof Alin L'Shabeach, until Alin L'Shabeach. I don't know what else there is in davening to add. He says that it's proper for our women to daven.
Proper. What is that? What's wording there?
No hagot hanashim. It's the minhag. That is what's done. But nobody here would claim that there is a chiyuv. I mean, not, within Kriyat Shema, we're not talking about other parts of davening right now. Nobody claims that there's a chiyuv, but it is the minhag olam, says the Kaf HaChaim, to do that. And therefore, halacha lamaisa for some. Oh, so first of all, why would there be that distinction? Why is there this machloket? So again, that comes back to what we talked about before. In this case, there is no Ashir Kiddushan Mitzvotav Tzivanu. Usually the issue, for Rav Avadi points out, that the issue is that it says, as we are commanded. But you as women are not commanded in these mitzvot, and therefore it wouldn't be true to say Tzivanu. But by Birchos Kriyat Shema, what's different about Birchos Kriyat Shema? It doesn't use that Lashon. So since it's not that, it doesn't use that Lashon, so that's one of the reasons why there's that distinction by Birkos Kriyat Shema. And second of all, also, not only, what is also the content of those brachas, if they're not linked to Kriyat Shema, they're brachas of Shevach HaNodah. So why can't they say a bracha of Shevach HaNodah? Why can't you all say a bracha of Shevach HaNodah? Because of this, for Sephardim, one should follow their family posik and minhag, but if they don't have a family posik or a family minhag, then they can be somech on either opinion, and they certainly are allowed to say it if they want to, or it can be machmir if they want to. Questions? We're running out of time. Questions? Yeah. There were a couple hands? No?
You, sorry.
Okay, great. Let's quickly talk about the bracha of Emet V'Yatziv. In terms of the bracha of Emet V'Yatziv, so the Mishnah Berurah there says that there are two shitot within the bracha of Emet V'Yatziv. This is in Siman Ayin, Siv Katan Bet, in the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Magen Avraham, who said that women are obligated in the bracha of Emet V'Yatziv. As opposed to Kriyat Shema and the first two brachot, they are obligated in Emet V'Yatziv. Why? Because it was established as an extension of the mitzvah Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim. And since that mitzvah applies both during the day and during the night, it's not a mitzvah Tzeches Mangrama, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is a part of that mitzvah. And since they are obligated in Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and this bracha is linked to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, they therefore have to say the bracha. They are mechuyavot in saying the bracha of Emet V'Yatziv. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out that they also are mechayev in this way to be so mech gula letfilah, to say Ga'al Yisrael before saying Shemona Esrei.
That's not time-bound.
He's saying that even though it's a time-bound element, it's an extension of a mitzvah that they were mechayev, and that's not time-bound, that it also, when it was betakin, it was intentionally applied to them as well. Just Emet V'Yatziv. Says the Shagas Aryeh, also quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. He says, no, there's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim during the day and at night, and they're two separate mitzvot, which makes them time-bound mitzvot. And so, first of all, they're exempt from the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, number one, and number two is they're definitely not Machayev in Emet V'Yatziv. That's the Shagas Aryeh, is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Siv Katan Bet. Halacha L'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah clarifies in Siman Kuf Vav Sif Katan Dalid, again we're jumping around because we're pulling out the women's relevant women's pieces, that women should say the bracha b'med b'yatziv, especially since they also should be so mechulul l'tzviwa. Which means that according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's a chiyuv for what? It's a nachon to say Shema Yisrael, at least the first pasuk, and a chiyuv for them to say Emet B'Yatziv.
Because
they're obligated in the midst of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and they should be doing Smicha Geula L'Tfila, say Ga'al Yisrael before they daven, say the Bracha Hashem Ga'al Yisrael before they daven. So there's a chiyuv on women to say the second bracha, the third bracha, the last bracha. There are four shitas in the Rishonim in terms of how we pass, and like in what, in terms of what to do. We'll quote them very quickly, and then we'll basically end with this. The first, in Halichot Beta, again, a sefer in Women's Halacha, a very thorough and brilliant sefer in Women's Halacha, in Halichot Beta, chapter 5, Ot Dalid, and I think here footnote 9 again, in a footnote, footnote 9, he assumes that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that women are chayavot in Emet V'Yatziv, both because he holds, like the Magen Avraham, that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah tzeis zman grama, that they are chayavin, and also because of the Smicha Geula L'Tfila issue. Rav Yashiv, as quoted in Rikshei Lev, chapter 4, number 18, says, Rav Yashiv says, for women, Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv.
Who said that?
Rav Yashiv.
And that's what
we hold. I'll talk about something in a second.
Says that...
that it is a mitzvah.
Zechirat
Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah for women, but it's not a chiyuv. They are therefore not obligated to say Emet V'Yatziv, but... if they do say it, it is a mitzvah for them to say it. Which is a little bit confusing. He kind of stands on the line. Rav Avadya, unsurprisingly, says, nothing doing. It's still within this realm of suffik. Whether women should say it, shouldn't say it. We always fast in L'chumra. They should not say it. And similarly, like we said before, the Kaf HaChaim says, no. Like we just read before inside, they should definitely be saying it. They're chayav in Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. They're chayav in Mevyatziv. And like with all the other brachos, they can always opt in. Okay.
Wait, but does the Kaf HaChaim think that they could opt into Sukkah?
No, he's just talking about Shema.
Because of
Sherry, do your thing. One last point, which some of you brought up before. We can clarify anything else afterward. You all pointed out, until when can a woman say Birchos Kriyat Shema? So the thing is, if you're opting in by choice to say Birchos Kriyat Shema, that means that you're opting in to all aspects of it. So as many of you already pointed out, since it is usur to say Birchos Kriyat Shema after Dalid Shaos, since you're opting in, you opt in with all of its requirements. It is usur for a woman to say Birchos Kriyat Shema
after
Dalid Shaos. So all you are like, oh, I have till Chatzot to daven.
Yeah,
well, that does not apply to Birchos Kriyat Shema. If it's past Dalid Shaos, you can't say it unless the we didn't get to see it inside. The Bir Halacha says unless it's a case of ones. If you had no way to daven beforehand, or you overslept, or you were stuck, then you can. But otherwise, if you're davening right before Chatzot, you can say the brachas, but you can't say the Hashem, you say Hashem Elokeinu, you can't say God's name, because once it's past Dalet Shavuot, it's usur, it's a bracha levatala to say God's name in Birchos Kriyat Shema after Dalet Shavuot. I'll take questions afterward while we're in the room.